This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Islam. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. بإذن الله تعالى your brother in Islam بلال إسماعيل with you for another مجلس of علم، another مجلس of ذكر، another مجلس of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. لماذا? Why? Because it's the language of Al-Islam, because it's the language of the Noble Quran, because it was the language of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are currently going through the text Durusun fil Qira'ati, lessons in Qira'ah. We are studying, we are learning, we want to understand the Arabic language. We are doing comprehension lessons, reading through a passage, answering questions related to that passage. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we have completed lesson number one. We now move on to, inshallah, lesson 1.2, inshallah. Allah, although the author titles it as lesson number 2, for ease, inshallah, we will title it as lesson 1.2, because it relates to the same theme as discussed in lesson number 1. Lesson number 1 was all about the hijrah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, after the hijrah, what was the first thing that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did? He built the masjid. Excellent, walhamdulillah. And that's our discussion for today. Al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharifu. Masjid al-Nabawi, the Prophet's Masjid. Al-Sharifu, the honored, the respected masjid. When we have an individual who is linked to the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person is usually given the title Sharif. Sharif Muhammad, Sharif Salman, Sharif Ahmed, etc. Jayid. And the plural, the Ashraf. So for example, you had the Sharif of Mecca, you had the Sharif of Medina, the Ashraf, those who are linked to the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are honored, they are respected, they are noble. Walhamdulillah. Al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, the noble, the respected masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see. Bana al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bana yabni, he built. Who built? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built, or he had built. Bana al-Rasul. Al-Rasul is the fa'il. He is the one who built or ordered the building. Jayid, we know that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he participated himself in the building of that masjid. Bana al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was built? What did he build? Masjidahu, his masjid. His masjid. He built his masjid. Masjidi, my masjid. Masjidahu, his masjid. Mundhu al-ayyami al-ula. When did he build it? Mundhu, since ayam al-ula, since the early days, the beginning days, in the early days of Medina al-Munawwara, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his masjid built. It was not later on, it was not 2 years later, it was not after the Battle of Badr, no, it was in the early days, walhamdulillah. Again, bana al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjidahu منذ الأيام الأولى لدخوله, from the early days of his entry المدينة المنورة, in his early days of entry into المدينة المنورة. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the masjid built during the early days of his entry into مدينة المنورة. Again, متى, when, منذ الأيام الأولى لدخوله, of his entry, دخول, دخل, يدخل, of his entry, المدينة المنورة, entry where? Entry into مدينة المنورة, the illuminated city, the city of lights, والحمد لله. كان المسجد النبوي, the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, during the time, during the rule, during the time when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in charge, when he was in custody of matters, during this period here, عهد, عهد means during time, during the period, during his charge, during his custody, في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, صغيرا, it was small, وبسيطا, and it was simple, Jade, it was plain and simple, في بنائه, in its construction, in its building, it was simple and it was small, وقد اشترى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم purchased الأرض التي عليها المسجد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم purchased the earth, the أرض, the land upon which the masjid. الأرض التي عليها المسجد, the earth upon which was the masjid, من أصحابها, from its owners. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't take it from them for free, but rather Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم purchased it, والحمد لله, بعشرة دنانير. How much did he pay? 10 dinars, جيد. So we have 1 dinar, 1 gold dinar, and many دنانير, جيد. So one more time, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we are discussing the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah take us there many times. كان المسجد النبي في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صغيرا وبسيطا في بنائه. The masjid during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was small وبسيطا, and it was plain and simple, في بنائه, in its construction. وقد اشترى, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم purchased. Who purchased? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He purchased. Purchased what? الأرض. What did he buy? الأرض, the earth. The land, التي عليها, upon which is the masjid, من أصحابها, from its owners, its صاحب, صاحب, أنا صاحب الكتاب, I am the owner of the book, أنا صاحب السيارة, I am the owner of the car, جيد, من أصحابها, from its owners, بعشرة دنانير, for 10 dinars. كان المسلمون يجتمعون في مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sahaba, they were gathering, يجتمعون, they would come together, they would have an اجتماع, جماعة, they would all gather together. كان المسلمون, the Muslims used to, يجتمعون, they would have an اجتماع, they would get together, they would gather together. Where? في مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. They would gather in the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويستمعون, and they would all listen. They would all listen to what? إلى ما نزل من القرآن الكريم. They would listen to what was revealed, what came down of the noble Quran. كريم, noble. يستمعون إلى, they would listen to ما, what نزل, what descended, what was revealed من القرآن الكريم. ويتلاقون, and they would meet, لقاء, they would have لقاءات, they would have meetings. ويتلاقون فيه, and they would meet there, they would meet there in the masjid. ويتحدثون, and they would speak, they would have their hadith. يتحدثون, they would speak, عن أمور دينهم, they would speak about the affairs of the religion, they would discuss the matters of the religion. ودنياهم, and the matters of the dunya, they would discuss the matters of the deen and the matters of the dunya. ويحضرون, and they would attend, they would be present. Salim says, أنا حاضر, حاضر means present. ويحضرون, and they would attend, they would be present. حلقات العلم, they would be present for the حلقات, the circles of علم, the circles and the gatherings of knowledge. Again, ويتحدثون عن أمور دينهم ودنياهم, and they would speak about the affairs of their deen and their dunya. ويحضرون, and they would attend, they would be present, حلقات العلم, they would be present for the حلقات العلم, for the lessons, for the دروس, for the circles of knowledge. والحمد لله. Then the author states, فَضْلُ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ عَظِيمٌ. The virtue of this masjid, the fadl, the virtue of this masjid is great. It's enormous.
فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّتِي تُشَدُّ إِلَيْهَا الرِّحَالِ.
That masjid al-Nabawi, it is from the three masajid that you are allowed to تُشَدُّ إِلَيْهَا الرِّحَالِ. That you are allowed to pull, gather, tighten and travel towards it. So in the old days, the guy would get all of his stuff together, tied all up and stuff like this. Yeah, and even up till today, we pack the boot of the vehicle, we tighten matters, we tie them all, we shove them all together, we tighten it, pull things together, and then we travel. تُشَدُّ إِلَيْهَا الرِّحَالِ. That you are allowed to travel to, Jaid. Rihal, rihal means to travel. So the person's travel, he has a book, rihla, the rihla of Ibn Battuta, the travels of Ibn Battuta. So and so is a rahala, rahala. He is a traveler, Jaid. So again, فَضْلُ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ عَظِيمٌ. The virtue of this masjid is great. فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّتِي تُشَدُّ إِلَيْهَا الرِّحَالِ. It is from those three masajid that you are allowed to travel to, Jayid. Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لَا تُشَدُّ الرِّحَالِ إِلَّا لثلاثة مساجد. That do not undertake a religious journey except to three مساجد. جيد. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, المسجد الحرامي, مسجد الحرام, the sanctified sacred masjid in مكة المكرمة, والمسجد الأقصى, and the furthest masjid, مسجد الأقصى, ومسجدي هذا, and my masjid, this one. جيد. And so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions these three. Number one, مكة. Number two, their Masjid Al-Aqsa. And then number three, his Masjid. Jayid. Take note, Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Haram here doesn't mean it's a Masjid that's Haram, you can't go there. No, Jayid. It's a Masjid that has a Haram. It has a Haram boundary, Jayid. A sanctified, sacred precincts. You're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to do this, do that, etc, etc, Jayid. It is a sacred, sanctified Masjid, Jayid. وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, صلاة في مسجدي هذا, a prayer in my masjid, this one, خير من ألف صلاة, it is better than 1,000 prayers, فيما سواه, it is better than 1,000 prayers anywhere else besides it, except Masjid Al-Haram. Except Masjid Al-Haram. Jayid. هذا خير من ألف صلاة. So prayer in Masjid Al-Nabawi is better than prayer anywhere else by 1,000 times. Except Masjid Al-Haram. متفقاً عليه. متفقٌ عليه means it is agreed upon. Agreed upon by Imam Al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And that they have both narrated it upon the authority of the same narrator. وفيه روضة الشريفة. And in Masjid Al-Nabawi, there is the Rawda. Rawda. Rawda means garden, right? روضة الشريفة, the noble, the honored garden, the Rawda, Jayid. What is that Rawda? Let's see. التي قال عنها الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, about which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that area which is called a Rawda. ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة. ما بين, that which is between, بيتي ومنبري, بيتي my house, ومنبري and my minbar. روضة, it is a حديقة, it is a روضة, it is a garden. من, from, رياض الجنة, from the gardens of Jannah, subhanallah. So we have one روضة and we have many رياض. رياض means gardens, جيد. ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة. Between my house and my minbar is a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Now what does this mean? It could mean that literally that piece of land there will become a garden in paradise. could mean that. Can also mean that the actions that a person does in that place there will earn that person a garden in paradise, insha'Allah. Another interpretation could be that when you are in this piece of land, when you are in the rawda, then peace and sakina and tranquility descends upon you, like would happen in Jannah, insha'Allah. You get like an experience of Jannah, walhamdulillah. These are some of the interpretations given by the ulama. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, let's read through the passage one more time quickly. Bana ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjidahu mundhu al-ayyam al-ula lidukhulihi al-madinata al-munawwarata. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam constructed, built his masjid in the early days of his entry into Medina al-Munawwara. كان المسجد النبي في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صغيرا وبسيطا. The masjid during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was صغيرا, it was small, وبسيطا, and simple and plain. في بنائه, in its construction. وقد اشترى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الأرض التي عليها المسجد من أصحابها بعشرة دنانير. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased the land upon which the masjid was built from its owners. How much did he pay? 10 dinars. Excellent. كان المسلمون. And also this shows us, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his akhlaq. He never said, well, I am the Prophet, and so give it to me for free. Give it as sadaq. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid for it. And in fact, they wanted to give it for free, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to pay. Subhanallah. Where are we from the akhlaq and the character of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahumma musta'an. Number two, look at the importance of the masjid in al-Islam. That's the first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in Medina al-Munawwara. Our hearts are supposed to be attached to the masjid. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Then the author states, كان المسلمون يجتمعون في مسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ويستمعون إلى ما نزل من القرآن الكريم. The Sahaba, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's companions, they would gather in the masjid and they would listen to what was revealed of the noble Quran. ويتلاقون فيه, and they would meet there, meet in the masjid. ويتحدثون عن أمور دينهم, and they would speak about the affairs of the deen. ودنياهم, and their dunya. ويحضرون حلقات العلم, and they would attend the circles. حلقة technically means the circle. جيد. They would attend the circles of knowledge. Excellent. حلق means to shave. جيد. حلق means to shave. Whereas we are talking about the حلقات of علم, the circles of knowledge. And your head is what shape? Is it like a circle, or is it a square, or is it a triangle? The closest shape would be to a circle. Jayid. فَضُلُ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ عَظِيمٌ. The virtue of this masjid is great. فَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَسَاجِدِ الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّتِي تُشَدُّ إِلَيْهَا الرِّحَالِ. It is from the three masajid that you are allowed to journey towards. قَالَ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا تُشَدُّ الرِّحَالُ إِلَّا لِثَلَاثَةِ مَسَاجِدَ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not undertake a religious journey except to the three masajid. Number one, al-masjid al-harami. Number two, al-masjid al-aqsa. Number three, masjidi hadha. This masjid, my masjid, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. Wa qala alayhi salatu wa salam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, salatun fi masjidi hadha. A prayer in this masjid, my masjid, khayrun, is better, min alfi salatin, it is better than 1,000 prayers, fima siwahu illa al-masjid al-harama, in anywhere else except masjid al-haram. Muttafaqun alayh. Wafihi, and in it where? In the masjid, ar-rawdatu sharifatu, there's the garden, there's the rawdatu sharifa, the noble garden, allati qala anha ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma bayna bayti wa minbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, between my house and my minbar is a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to that garden of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us there many, many, many times and then resurrect us and also grant us entry in the garden of the paradise in the hereafter. Ameen, ameen. The author then states, At-tadribat, exercises. Number one, we need to state whether it is true or false. Jayid sahih or it is khata. Khata means incorrect. Number one, bana ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjidahu ba'da sanatin min dukhulihi al-madinah al-munawwarah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built his masjid after 1 year. Ba'da sanatin, after 1 year of his entry into Medina al-Munawwarah. Is that sahih or is it khata? It's khata, it's incorrect. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built the masjid in the early days, right? So that answer there, it is incorrect, it is khata. Number two, al-masjidu fi al-islami makanun lil-ilmi. The masjid in Islam is a place of knowledge. That's true, sahih, masha'Allah. Al-masjidu fil-islami, makanun lil-ilmi. The masjid in Islam is a place of ilm, is a place of knowledge. We are supposed to be going to the masjid and learning. Jayid. Number three, al-masjidu nabawiyyu. The masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet's masjid, min al-masajidi, is from the masajid, allati, which, tushaddu ilayha, that you are allowed to travel, ilayha ar-rihal, that you are allowed to prepare yourself, ready yourself to travel towards it. The answer is yes, that is sahih. Again, al-masjidu nabawiyyu min al-masajidi allati tushaddu ilayha ar-rihal. Sahih. Number four, Salatun fil masjid al-Nabawiyyi. Salatun fil masjid al-Nabawiyyi. A prayer in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi mi'ati alfi salatin. You will get the reward of 100,000 prayers. Incorrect. That's Makkah. Jayid. So this one here is incorrect. Number five, Rawdatu al-Sharifatu, Rawdatun min Riyadil Jannah. The Rawdatu al-Sharifah, it is a garden from amongst the gardens of paradise. Sahih, it is correct. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number two. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya ijabatan kamilatan. Provide a full answer to the following questions. Number one. Mata, when? Mata bana, when built? Who built? Ar-Rasulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjidahu. When built the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his masjid? When did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam build his masjid? Jawab. Bana ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masjidahu mundu al-ayyam al-ula, since the early days, from the early days, lidukhulihi, of his entry, al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, of his entry into Medina al-Munawwarah, in the early days, walhamdulillah. Number two, kayfa kana al-masjid an-nabawi fi ahdi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was the masjid during the time, the period of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jayid, how was the masjid during that period of time? Jawab, kana al-masjid an-nabawi fi ahdi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saghiran wa basitan fi bina'ihi. That the masjid during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was small and it was simple and plain. Again, kayfa kana al-masjid an-nabawi fi ahdi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jawab, kana al-masjid an-nabawi fi ahdi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saghiran wa basitan. Jamil. Number three, ما فضل المسجد النبوي. What's the virtue of Masjid al-Nabawi? Jayid. So the answer, فضل هذا المسجد عظيم. The virtue of this masjid, it is great. فهو من المساجد الثلاثة التي تشد إليها الرحال. It is from amongst the three masajid that you are allowed to undertake a religious travel towards it. And then you can mention the two ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one about the matter of travel and the other one about the virtue of the salah in it, how much more reward you get, Jayid. And you, so you can say, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاةٌ فِي مَسْجِدِي هَذَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ صَلَاةٍ فِي مَا سِوَاهُ إِلَّا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ. جميل. Number four. هَلْ تُصَلِّي فِي الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِيِّ. هَلْ تُصَلِّي. So the book is asking the student, MashaAllah, remember, you are a student there in Medina Al-Munawwara. So the book's asking you, the author's asking you, do you pray in Masjid Al-Nabawi? So you should say yes. Jayid. هَلْ تُصَلِّي فِي الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِيِّ. جواب نعم أصلي في المسجد النبوي. أصلي في المسجد النبوي كل يوم. Every day. Every day. والحمد لله. Then we move on to exercise number 3. Provide the plural for the following words. So the مفرد دينار. One دينار. One gold coin. Plural دنانير. One دينار. Many دنانير. One دينار. Many دنانير. Excellent. Number 2. حلقة. حلقة. حلقة means a circle. جيد. حلقة. Plural حلقات. 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 Excellent. The حلقات of ذكر. The حلقات of علم. The حلقات of قرآن. جيد. رحل. 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 And then رحال. رحال. رحل. رحال. رحال. Number 4. روضة. روضة garden. رياض. 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 Number 5. أمر. أمر and أمور. أمر أمور. أمر أمور. أمر أمور. أمر means a matter. Umur, matters, affairs. Jayid. Exercise number 4. Jayid, the author states, كون أربع جمل من الجدول الآتية مستعملا كل كلمة مرة واحدة. Jayid. So you need to choose one word from each column, making a sentence which makes sense. So the first one, تحدث. 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 He spoke. جيد. جيد. تحدث الرجلان. تحدث الرجلان. Spoke two men. Two men spoke. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. Excellent. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. Two men spoke about Islam. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. Repeat, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. You must repeat. Only then it will flow on your tongues. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. تحدث الرجلان عن الإسلام. Excellent. Number 2. فضل المسجد النبوي. فضل المسجد النبوي. فضل المسجد النبوي عظيم. فضل المسجد النبوي عظيم. فضل المسجد النبوي عظيم. فضل المسجد النبوي عظيم. Excellent. Number 3. هاجر المسلمون. هاجر المسلمون. هاجر المسلمون. The Muslims migrated. هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة. هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة. هاجر المسلمون إلى المدينة المنورة. The Muslims migrated to مدينة المنورة. And the last one there. فتحت. فتحت. I opened. فتحت الحقيبة. I opened the bag. فتحت الحقيبة. I opened the bag. جيد. فتحت الحقيبة منذ دخولي. I opened the bag from the time I entered. جيد. فتحت الحقيبة. I opened the bag منذ, since, from دخولي, since my entry, from the time of my entry. والحمد لله. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we have completed lesson number 1.2. We now move on inshallah to 1.3. It's very short, it's very sweet, it's very simple, and it relates to 1.1 and 1.2, related to the Hijrah and Medina Al-Munawwara, walhamdulillah. So the author states, التدريبات الكتابية, that this exercise, they want you to write. They want you to write, inshallah. Jayid. The first one, fill up the blanks. So they state something, المرض, مرض means sickness, على المريض على المريض upon the patient. فأخذناه إلى الطبيب. And so we took him to the doctor. Fill in the blank and choose it from the column there. Our answer would be اشتد, increased in severity. شديد, severe. اشتد, increased in severity. What? المرض, the sickness, the illness increased in severity. على المريض, upon who? It increased in severity upon the patient. فأخذناه إلى الطبيب. And so we took him to the doctor, we took him to the طبيب, we took him to the طبيب. Excellent. So again, اشتد المرض على المريض, اشتد المرض على المريض, فأخذناه إلى الطبيب. اشتد, اشتد المرض. In the text, there's an error there. You need to have the blank at the beginning. اشتد المرض, اشتد المرض على المريض, فأخذناه إلى الطبيب. Number two. أحضر, أحضر, I attend. Something blank. العلم في المسجد. جيد. أحضر حلقات العلم. أحضر حلقات العلم. أحضر حلقات العلم. أحضر حلقات العلم في المسجد. I attend the lessons of knowledge in the masjid. Number three. الأنصار, the Ansar, the people of Medina المنورة. الأنصار هم الذين, the Ansar are the ones who نصروا, نصروا, who helped, who assisted. نصروا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأنصار هم الذين نصروا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأنصار هم الذين نصروا, نصروا, they helped, they assisted, they supported الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. They assisted the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number four. المسلمون something إلى خطبة الإمام. The Muslim something to the khutbah of the Imam. المسلمون يستمعون, المسلمون يستمعون. The Muslims listen. إلى خطبة الإمام, to the khutbah of the Imam. المسلمون يستمعون إلى خطبة الإمام. المسلمون يستمعون إلى خطبة الإمام. المسلمون يستمعون إلى خطبة الإمام. خطبة is the lecture, the bayan of the Imam. Whereas a خطبة, خطبة, خطبة with a كسرة. خطبة is a proposal. Proposal, جيد. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam states that nobody should propose upon the خطبة of his أخي, of his brother. Brother Ahmed proposed to sister Sumayya. You can't go along there and propose upon the proposal of your brother. Allahumma musta'an. Why? Because this would cause discord between yourself and that brother. He's not going to like you, you're not going to like him, etc. We shouldn't have that. Number five. صليت في الروضة الشريفة. صليت في الروضة الشريفة. I prayed in the noble garden, in the روضة الشريفة. Excellent. Number six. فضل المسجد النبوي الشريف. فضل المسجد النبوي الشريف عظيم. The virtue of Masjid al-Nabawi, it is عظيم. It is great. Exercise number two. رتب الكلمات الآتية لتكون من كل سطر جملة مفيدة. That rearrange the following words to make a sentence which makes sense. Excellent. Let's see. So we have the letter waw, which means and. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have بين, between. أخا, أخا means to form this brotherhood. المهاجرين, the immigrants. الأنصار, the supporters, the helpers. جيد. So the sentence would be آخا, begin with آخا. آخا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المهاجرين والأنصاري. Simple as that. آخا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المهاجرين والأنصاري. آخا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المهاجرين والأنصاري. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم formed these ties of brotherhood between the مهاجرين and the أنصار. Excellent. Number two. We have المسجد كان النبوي. We have في بسيطة, simple. بنائه, in its construction. So let's begin with كان. جيد. كان المسجد النبوي. كان المسجد النبوي بسيطا في بنائه. كان المسجد النبوي بسيطا. كان المسجد النبوي بسيطا في بنائه. مسجد النبوي was simple in its construction. Number three, we have al-Muslimun, we have an, we have dinihim, we have yatahaddathu, speak, they are speaking, and we have umur, jayid. And so the sentence would be yatahaddathu, yatahaddathu, yatahaddathu al-Muslimuna, yatahaddathu al-Muslimuna an umuri dinihim, yatahaddathu al-Muslimuna an umuri dinihim. The Muslims are speaking about the matters, the affairs of their religion. يتحدثوا المسلمون عن أمور دينهم. Excellent. Number four. بألف. Thousand. We have في المسجد صلاة النبوي. And we have صلاة. جيد. So let's begin with الصلاة. الصلاة في المسجد. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي بألف صلاة. Excellent. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي بألف صلاة. A prayer in Masjid An-Nabawi is equivalent to 1,000 prayers. جيد. Again. الصلاة في المسجد النبوي بألف صلاة. A prayer in Masjid An-Nabawi is better than 1,000 prayers anywhere else except in Makkah. والحمد لله. Then the author states to us, كون جملا مستعينا بالكلمات الآتية. Make up a sentence with the following words. So they give us هاجرة, they give us مكة المكرمة and المدينة المنورة. So let's see. هاجر المسلمون من مكة المكرمة, من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة. هاجر المسلمون من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة. The Muslims, they migrated from مكة المكرمة to مدينة المنورة. والحمد لله. Number two, آخو, to form the ties of brotherhood. آخو بين المهاجرين والأنصار. آخو بين المهاجرين والأنصار. Form the ties of brotherhood between the Ansar and the مهاجرين. Or we could make the sentence longer. آخو الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المهاجرين والأنصار. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one who formed the ties of brotherhood between the مهاجرين and the أنصار. Number three, they give us the word منذ, since. Bana, build, دخول. دخول means entry. So make a sentence here. منذ الأيام الأولى. منذ الأيام الأولى. Since the early days. منذ الأيام الأولى لدخوله, of his entry. بنى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مسجده. Since the early days of his entry, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم built his masjid. Again, منذ الأيام الأولى لدخوله بنى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مسجده. جيد. Number four, تشد الرحال and مساجد. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. The hadith. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. جيد. Number five. كان المسجد and عهد. So the sentence is. كان المسجد النبوي في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صغيرا وبسيطا. كان المسجد النبوي في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صغيرا وبسيطا. That the masjid during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was small and it was simple. Again, كان المسجد النبوي في عهد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صغيرا وبسيطا. والحمد لله. جميل. Exercise number four. كون أسئلة مستخدما أسماء الاستفهام الآتية. Now here they want you to make up sentences, questioning sentences. جيد. علامة الاستفهام. There's question marks there. جيد. So the first one, لماذا. So make a sentence with لماذا. لماذا تذهب إلى المدينة؟ Why are you going to مدينة؟ لماذا تذهب إلى المسجد؟ Why are you going to the masjid؟ لماذا تذهب إلى السوق؟ لماذا تذهب إلى الطبيب؟ Why are you going to the doctor؟ لماذا تذهب إلى المكتبة؟ Why are you going to the library؟ لماذا تذهب إلى السوق؟ Excellent. Number two. ما اسمك؟ ما اسمك؟ What's your name? ما اسمك؟ What's your name? To a female. جيد. Number three. ماذا what? ماذا تريد? ماذا تريد? What do you want? ماذا تريد? What do you want? من هذا الرجل? من هذا الرجل? Who is this man? من هذا الرجل? من هذا الرجل؟ من ذلك الرجل؟ Who is that man? Number five. كيف حالك؟ How are you doing? How is your حال? How is your state? كيف حالك؟ Excellent. And then the last matter they state. العدد, numbers. هؤلاء أربعة وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء أربعة وعشرون طالبا. These are 24 students. طالباً is masculine, so our number will be feminine. Opposites, remember. هؤلاء أربعة وعشرون طالباً. Masculine, so this is feminine. جيد. هؤلاء, look at the opposite now. هؤلاء أربع وعشرون طالبة. طالبة, female students. So our number here is أربع, not أربعة. Excellent. Remember the عدد, the numbers, always the عدد and the معدود, they are opposite. هؤلاء خمسة وعشرون طالبا. These are 25 students, male students. هؤلاء خمس وعشرون طالبة. These are 25 female students. The next one, هؤلاء ستة وعشرون طالبا. These are 26 male students. هؤلاء ستة وعشرون طالبا. These are 26 students. Take note, ستة. And here it is, طالبة. طالبة. جيد. طالبة. طالبة is feminine. And we have ستة, the opposite in terms of gender. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. With that, we have completed exercises 1.2 and 1.3. In our next majlis, we will move on to exercise 2.1. 2.1 is dealing with the post office, right? So a completely different theme, inshallah. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. At the end of this majlis, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercies upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an increase in beneficial knowledge, not knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who implement whatever we learn. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase in our love for the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the deen of al-Islam, for the Muslims out there, and for humanity at large. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah to grant us khair in this world and in the hereafter. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda. Wallah, we are asking you for guidance. What tuqa and piety and righteousness, wal afafa wal ghina, and that our chastity, etc., be protected, and we suffice ourselves with whatever we have, wal ghina, and that we are content with whatever we have. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Ya abdallah, ya amatallah, until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.